Peter Thomas Bauer was born in Budapest in 1915, and he died in 2002. He was for a long time a British citizen, and he spent most of his career teaching at the London School of Economics. Bauer's earlier work in the 1950s focused on the Indian economy, rubber plantations in Malaya, and most prominently, West African Trade, which was the name of a 1954 book he wrote. West African Trade was a rich, detailed study of how markets gave rise to economic growth, the importance of property rights, the importance of good institutions, the possibility of slow, gradual growth rooted in the norms, practices, and market mechanisms of local communities. Bauer was a seminal thinker in all of these areas, and in his book West African Trade, he documented, perhaps better than anyone else has done, just exactly how market incentives and price signals and property rights can spur economic growth in the sectors of developing nations. Later in his career, Bauer became more outspoken on policy issues. For decades, he was in development economics, the leading critic of state intervention and the leading critic of foreign aid. Many of the other thinkers we've discussed in these units emphasized ideas of big push or investment-led growth or lots of government intervention to jumpstart economies. Bauer was skeptical about all of these ideas and wrote passionately against them. So for Bauer, markets were the key to economic growth. It was not fundamentally based upon central planning or some big push forward, and he was very critical of what he called the investment fetish. This harkened back to Bauer's earlier work on West African trade, where he showed that simply good incentives, good property rights, and good norms of trade and entrepreneurship could themselves spur economic growth. Bauer was a major critic of foreign aid, and in this regard, he's had a big impact on later writers, such as Bill Easterly. Bauer suggested that very often foreign aid propped up corrupt governments, it made it harder for those countries to liberalize, and it locked a lot of bad institutions into place and led to corruption and didn't necessarily encourage economic growth. This critique resonates to the current day. Bauer had a number of other views, which were very controversial at the time, but some of them have panned out quite well. For instance, Bauer did not blame population growth or excess population for the troubles of developing nations. This is now a common view. At the time, Bauer's critique was quite controversial. Bauer also did not blame the poverty of developing nations on contact with the West, and he didn't blame imperialism. Some critics charge that actually Bauer was too soft on imperialism. But again, he saw the core problems as being too much government intervention, too much corruption, and too much obsession with big central planning-driven schemes of growth. Bauer was also skeptical of the idea of commodity boards for export. The ostensible goal of the commodity board is to get a higher price for a commodity such as coffee or rubber in global markets. Bauer emphasized that the commodity board could itself bargain down the prices they would pay to domestic producers and centralize revenue in the hands of the state and lead to lower payments for domestic farmers. Overall, Bauer emphasized markets, mores, and attitudes as the keys to economic growth. On what might be called the classical liberal side or market-oriented side or conservative or libertarian side of the debate, Bauer was for a long time the central and most influential figure.